Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. This half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature songs that charted higher on the UK charts than the US charts. This half hour, we'll hear from The Temptations, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together, The Jackson 5, Gladys Knight and the Pips, The Four Tops, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Well, first up, The Temptations, with a song that charted on both coasts, Get Ready, from 1966. Well, Get Ready was a Motown song written by Smokey Robinson, and it resulted in two hit records for the label, a U.S. number 29 version from The Temptations in 66, a U.K. number 10 version in 1966, and a U.S. number 4 version by Rare Earth in 1970. It's significant, for it was the last song that Smokey Robinson wrote and produced for The Temptations, due to a deal that Motown founder Berry Gordy made with producer Norman Whitfield. And the deal was that if Get Ready did not meet the expected degree of success, then Whitfield's song called Ain't Too Proud to Beg would get the next release. Well, it only made number 29 in the chart, so the next song that the Temptations had was It's Too Proud to Beg. Here are the Temptations with Get Ready, right here on Motown.
Never, never. since our roads never crossed. I work just to please the boss. Think I might as well get lost in my dreams.
He walked like you do.
Motown memory from Diana Ross and Marvin Gaye together. That was called You Are Everything, and that reached number 5 in the UK in 1974, did not chart in the US. Before that, we heard from Stevie Wonder, a song that reached number 5 in the UK and number 26 in the US in 1970, Never Had a Dream Come True. And we started with that great Temptations song, Get Ready, number 10 in the UK and number 29 in the US from 1966. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. We continue to feature songs that charted higher in the UK than in the US. Well, coming up, a song that didn't chart at all in the US, made it to number 9 in the UK in 1972 from the Jackson 5, called Doctor My Eyes. Well, Doctor My Eyes was a 1972 song that was both written and produced by Jackson Browne and included on his debut album called Jackson Browne. It featured a combination of an upbeat piano riff, which was accidentally found courtesy of an instrument with a broken string that Browne was using, together with Browne's trademark poetic vision. Well, the Jackson 5 version was on their 1972 album called Looking Through the Windows, and the song was released only as a single in Europe, where it became a great hit. Here are the Jackson 5, right here on Motown Memories. Gladys Knight and the Pips, Take Me in Your Arms and Love Me, that did not chart in the U.S., but reached number 13 in the U.K. in 1967. Well, before that, we started with the Jackson 5 with Doctor My Eyes, a Jackson Brown song. From 1972, it reached number 9 in the U.K. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and we continue to feature songs that charted higher in the U.K. than in the U.S. Well, coming up, a great song from the Four Tops, another song that didn't chart in the U.S., but it's called Do What You Gotta Do. Well, Motown's music was crafted with an ear towards pop appeal. The company specialized in a type of soul music it referred to with the trademark of the Motown sound. Well, the Motown sound was typified by a number of characteristics. The use of tambourines to accent the backbeat, prominent electric bass guitar lines, distinctive chord structures, and a call-and-response singing style that originated in gospel music. Well, in addition, pop production techniques, such as the use of string sections in the orchestra, charted horn sections, and carefully arranged background vocals were also used. Well, here are the Four Tops, right here on Motown Memories.
Understand how it might be kind of hard to love a guy like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own kid did from the very start. It's my own fault for what happens to my heart. You see, I'd always known you'd go. So you just do what you gotta do, my sweet love. It may mean I'll never kiss those sweet lips again. Hey, that's no mind. Just chase that devil dream of yours. In a hurry. Now I know they make you feel kind of sad. Yeah, so you don't treat me like you should. They got ways, yeah, to make you feel no good. But they got no way to know. I've had my eyes wide open from the very start. And girl, you never lied to me. And the part they will never, never see is the part you've shown me. So you just do what you gotta do, my wild, sweet love.
of mine. Chase that dapple dream of yours. Come on back. Come on back and see me when you can. Apple green girl, come on back, come on back, see me if you can. Now I know they make you feel sad, make you feel so bad. Say you don't treat me like you should. They got ways to make you feel no good. I guess they got no way to know. Never lied to me, but the part they'll never see is the part that you've shown me. Oh, it's the part that you've shown me. Girl, I can't understand how it might be kind of hard to love a guy like me. I don't blame you much for wanting to be free. I just wanted you to know I've loved you better than your own kin did from the very, very start. Oh, it's my own fault for whatever happens to my heart. You see, I'd always known you, girl. So you just do, oh, do.
Memories. Continue with Tom Fowler.
Thank you.
Walker and the All-Stars with Take Me Girl, I'm Ready, reaching number 16 on the UK chart from 1973, did not chart in the US, and we started with the Four Tops, another song that did not chart in the US, but reaching number 11 in the UK in 1969, Do What You Gotta Do. Well, that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. For this entire hour, we featured all songs that charted higher in the UK than in the US. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about some of your favorite Motown artists, along with the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.